In today's news headlines, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders held her first press briefing in a month and a half on Monday, during which she honed in on President Donald Trump's claims that the Democratic Party hates Jews. Here is Sanders jumping on the chance to refer to the controversy surrounding Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's remarks on the power of the pro-Israel lobby and comparing Omar to Representative Steve King, a known and avowed white supremacist.
The president's been an unwavering and committed ally to Israel and the Jewish people. And frankly, the remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution. It should be done the way the Republicans did it when Steve King made terrible comments.
That's Press Secretary Sanders on Monday defending Trump's attacks on old Democrats as anti-Semitic. CNN's Jim Acosta, who has often clashed with her and with the president, asked her if Trump was going to tone down his rhetoric, to which Sanders responded by pivoting to a story about Democrats' defense of abortion rights.
And do you think that the president has thought at all going into this 2020 campaign that the rhetoric just needs to be lowered, whether it's talking about Democrats, the media, immigrants? Or should we just plan on hearing the president use the same kind of language that we heard in 2016 and all through the first couple of years of this administration?
Look, I think that the real shame in all of this is that Democrats are perfectly capable of coming together and agreeing on the fact that they're comfortable ripping babies straight from a mother's womb or killing a baby after birth, but they have a hard time condemning the type of comments from Congresswoman Omar.
That's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Monday. When a reporter asked her about Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen receiving checks from the president in fall of 2017, she ended the press briefing. Meanwhile, the media watchdog group Media Matters for America has released two sets of audio recordings of Fox News' Tucker Carlson speaking on a radio show between 2006 and 2007 and spewing horribly racist, misogynist, and homophobic rhetoric. Here is an exchange about the U.S. war in Iraq, during which Carlson repeatedly dehumanizes Iraqi people. A warning, some of what you'll hear is pretty disturbing.
Iraq is a crappy place filled with a bunch of, you know, semi-literate, primitive monkeys. But I just have zero sympathy for them or their culture, a culture where people just don't use toilet paper or forks.
And the way they treat women, you know, I agree with you. Their culture is, but you're in their homeland, and you're over there as an American who they hate, and they want nothing more than the Americans off of their soil. So they're not going to play
the
games.
They can just shut the up and obey, is my view.
How could you salvage Iraq at this point?
I don't, you know, it's beyond our control. I mean, if somehow the Iraqis decided to behave like human beings or something.
That's Tucker Carlson of Fox News speaking on a radio show about a decade ago about Iraqis and the Iraq War. Carlson is a conservative icon favored by President Trump and his supporters. The Coast Guard officer arrested for plotting a massive domestic terrorist attack aimed at many of Trump and Fox News' favorite Democratic Party targets has pled not guilty to weapons and drug charges. Christopher Hassan appeared in federal court on Monday. Prosecutors have identified his white nationalist and extremist views in making the case against him and cited his own writings where he said he wanted to use, quote, focused violence to achieve a white homeland. In other news, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave a wide-ranging interview to The Washington Post, which was published on Monday. When asked about whether she would pursue Trump's impeachment, Pelosi said, "I'm not for impeachment. Impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling and overwhelming and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path because it divides the country and he's just not worth it." Some of Pelosi's colleagues, including Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, are actively pursuing Trump's impeachment. A super PAC that supported former Florida Governor Jeb Bush's bid for the presidency has been fined for taking foreign donations. The Right to Rise Super Political Action Committee took more than $1.3 million in campaign donations from Chinese nationals and was just fined $390,000 by the FEC for breaking campaign laws. The Chinese company that made the donation was fined $550,000. The Intercept in 2016 had published a story indicating that the super PAC might be breaking campaign finance laws. A new and innovative study on environmental racism has found that Black and Latino Americans consume disproportionately more pollution than they produce. The study, published on Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, examined by race those who are exposed to fine particle pollution and how much role they play in creating that pollution through their lifestyle. Fine particle pollution is responsible for 100,000 deaths per year. The study concluded that African Americans consume 56% more pollution than they produce, while Latinos consume 63% more. White Americans consume 17% less pollution than they produce. The study's co-author Jason Hill summarized that even though minorities are contributing less to the overall problem of air pollution, they are affected by it more. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is apparently rushing to install facial recognition software at U.S. ports of entry, bypassing proper vetting procedures in a bid to meet Trump's deadline set by executive order. President Barack Obama had initially signed a bill into law to install biometric verification of the identities of foreign travelers to the U.S., but in March 2017, Trump signed an executive order expediting the implementation of that law and demanding that all U.S. airports install such technology by 2021. Privacy advocates are worried that the rush to install the facial recognition systems will result in abuses and false positives. An ACLU spokesperson named Jay Stanley told BuzzFeed, "It's an extremely powerful surveillance technology that has the potential to do things never before done in human history. Yet the government is hurtling along a path toward its broad deployment, and in this case, a deployment that seems quite unjustified and unnecessary." And finally, nearly 50 people were charged and several arrested on Tuesday by federal prosecutors in connection to a massive bribery scheme that involved wealthy parents paying to get their children into top schools. Among those arrested were actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, as well as several athletic coaches. Federal authorities dubbed the case Operation Varsity Blues, apparently the biggest college admissions scandal that the Justice Department has ever taken on. According to Associated Press, prosecutors said parents paid an admissions consultant from 2011 through last month to bribe coaches and administrators to label their children as recruited athletes, to alter test scores, and to have others take online classes to boost their children's chances of getting into schools. Parents spent anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million to guarantee their children's admission. And that does it for our headlines today.